52,000 amazing students,
9,000 dedicated staff,
96 schools and programs,
the largest and most diverse school district in Nebraska.
OPS proud.
OPS proud and prepared for success.
We are.
We are
Omaha Public Schools.
I'm Matt Ray, superintendent of the Omaha Public Schools. This episode of More Than Hashtags features voices from across our district, seniors from every high school sharing moments that have shaped them, not just academic milestones, but the ways they've learned through friendship, responsibility, setbacks, creativity, and leadership. These reflections are honest and real. They show us what it means to grow as a person and what it looks like when a school system supports the whole student. I hope you hear something in their words that stays with you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our 2025 Top Senior Celebration. My name is Izzy Warden, and I am currently a junior at Omaha Central High School. And I'm honored to host this event for Omaha Public Schools and the Omaha Public Schools Foundation. We're here today to celebrate seniors' accomplishments in leadership, academics, role modeling, and community service. You make us OPS proud. We'll hear from each of our students shortly, but today is about you. First, thank you to the Omaha Public Schools Foundation for supporting this event. Now, let's give a warm welcome to our students from XLRA, Benson High, and Blackburn.
For those who may or may not know me, my name is Camila, and I recently just graduated high school from XLRA, an alternative program that completely changed my life. As much as I want to say I'm your typical teenager or average 17-year-old girl, I'm far from that. It's not viewed as normal for a 17-year-old to have a full-ride scholarship and graduate from high school a whole year early. I learned how to love myself regardless of what society thought of me. I will forever be grateful for my patience and dedication. I want to thank all those around me who have helped me reach this point in life for always supporting me, my mom primarily, as she is the most hardworking, strong, and supportive person I know. And if I'm a strong woman today, I know it's truly because a strong woman raised me. I love you, Mommy. Also, my family has always been there for me. My grandmother came all the way from Mexico just to see me graduate, and Mr. Martin, for never judging me based on what Infinite Campus had to say about me, and believing in me and my passion. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. I feel great joy sharing with you all that this fall I will be attending the University of Nebraska Lincoln, pursuing a career in nursing. I know it may sound cliche to say that I was sitting at a desk writing about who my biggest inspiration was, but my biggest inspiration and motivation was myself. Yes, this may sound selfish, but I, Camila Cavalotti Vitron, due to my past and determination, am who I am today.
Hi, my name is KJ Bennett, and I attend the School of Benson High. I am honored to be recognized as one of the top seniors from my school. Moving to Omaha and joining OPS was a big change, one that I gave my parents a hard time about, but they were right. At Benson, I found my confidence, learned to face my fears, and stepped up as a leader. In hindsight, this was not something I expected. Being honored as a top senior means so much to me, and I'm proud of how far I've came. I plan to attend UNO to be in pre-med and become a cardiologist, and I am grateful to my Benson High School principal, teachers, fans, and OPS district. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jojo Thon. I'm currently attending Benson High School. I'm originally from a small village in Thailand. Having an education through OPS has taught me to value school and working hard. Because of the immense support from my teachers and the staff involved with my growth, it has helped me succeed. There were also various opportunities that were available for me, which has helped me get this far. After high school, I plan on attending Wayne State College and majoring in criminal justice to become an FBI agent, and it is an honor to be recognized as a top senior. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hi, my name is Marlo. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to tell you a little bit about me. Thanks to my family, peers, staff members, and those are the people who kept me to be the person I am today. I'm currently working in the sales industry. I also will be attending Metro Community College for the amazing Culinary Arts program. My major is going to be in business consulting, so I can open my own native restaurant in our local downtown district, serve with Native American cuisine foods, also foods for non-gluten-free people, and also with type 1, type 2 diabetes. Soon to open in the near future of 2030, I also just want to give a big shout out to my wonderful, beautiful, amazing grandmother. She's my best friend. She does everything she can for me and my siblings. I just want to say we baha. Thank you, Grandma. Ms. Jackson, for giving me the opportunities for my near future. I just want to end off by saying everyone have a blessed morning. Thank you. Aho.
Thank you, students. Now we would like to welcome our students from Bryan High, Buena Vista High, and Burke High. We would also like to note that this is our first year celebrating top seniors from Buena Vista.
Okay, so hi, my name is Torin Baker. I go to Bryan High School. Just being in OPS has honestly changed my life. When I was 13, I moved here from Las Vegas, Nevada. I remember just my first year, I moved here in eighth grade. I went to Bryan Middle School. I just remember seeing all the people and it was really interesting to me. It was just a whole like different culture, not what I expected when I moved here. And then I went to Bryan High School and I got involved in the band and the urban agriculture program, which both just changed my life for the better, honestly. When I moved here and I got involved in the agriculture program, it really just completely made me realize I want to work with plants for the rest of my life. So I've done a lot of competitions. I've done nursery landscape where we get to do designs of landscaping for houses. I've done floriculture where we got to do floral designs. And it's been a really great experience. And then obviously there's band. So yeah, I will be attending University of Nebraska Lincoln for, I'm gonna be majoring in plant genetics because I want to have a career being a plant breeder.
Hello, my name is Abdurrahman Unla, or Abdi. First, I'd like to say that I am extremely honored to be recognized as one of the top seniors in Omaha Public Schools of Class of 2025. Through my years in OPS, I've been blessed to have many outstanding teachers, staff, and mentors. Not only have I learned through my studies, but I've gained life skills like resilience, teamwork, communication, engagement, empathy, and leadership. The experiences I've had the privilege to participate in solidified how important the skills and lessons I've learned in OPS has helped me to prepare for success in life. Being active in athletics and activities has had the greatest impact on my success inside of OPS. While academics has guided me, wrestling has been the drive behind my success. I understood that becoming a good student was the greatest avenue to following my passion in wrestling. Without it, I'm not sure I would have been as successful as a student as I am. As a wrestler, I truly believe OPS has provided me the skills necessary to prepare for my future, which is to continue my academic and athletic career at the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. From Oak Valley Elementary to Beveridge Magnet to Bryan Middle and finally Bryan High, I'm proud to be a product of the Omaha Public Schools.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Azucena Diego Lorenzo, and I am a senior at Buena Vista High School. And it is my honor to be here standing here before you all. My time in education through Omaha Public School has shaped me in ways I'll never forget. It has shaped me into the person standing here today. It's where I found the courage to speak up, to have the strength to keep going, and the heart to care deeply for others and for myself. Some of the most unforgettable moments didn't come from the textbook, they came from the people. The teachers who looked me in the eyes and told me, "You've got this." The friends who sat next to me in silence when I didn't have the words. The late nights full of doubt that somehow turned into mornings full of hope. And along the way, I made lifelong friends, the kind who stick with you, cheer you on, and remind you of your worth when it's needed the most. OPS gave me more than just lessons. It gave me opportunities I never imagined and helped shape the values I carry with me today. Resilience, compassion, and belief. Belief that I could do hard things, that I had something special to offer, and that I was enough. As I step into the next chapter of my life, I carry all of that with me. Every single moment of support, whether loud or quiet, every lesson learned, every person who reminded me that I could make it. I'll never forget what it took to get here, and I'll never stop being forever grateful for it. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Christopher Garcia. I'm from Buena Vista. As somebody that came here to the United States from El Salvador when they were 7, I really didn't have a way to communicate with others. I was always shy. I was really nervous to find somebody that I could speak to or somebody I could just be friends with. Throughout my experience, I have always been somebody that's really shy, especially after my mother passed away. It was a moment where I was like, well, I didn't have nobody to talk to. The person I trusted the most was gone, and I couldn't never say hi or bye to anybody, to her. The thing was that I could never show her how great of a student I could be. she always trusted in me, and I always somehow managed not to show her that. When she passed away, a report card came. Finally had the thing I could never show her, always. What was this, that thing I still keep in my room? But that simple report card gave me the motivation to be here, to fight for what I want, to put myself out there and become somebody that I can say that I can guide others, I can help others in my situation or in different situations when they don't feel welcome. It wasn't only just me. It was a group of great teachers. Teachers that were willing to change their way of teaching between students to accommodate for me, to accommodate for not only me, for other students as well. See how they take their job seriously and all of that. Thank you to Dr. Carr too for making me feel welcome to Buena Vista. There's just has been a great staff there always for me. My way of saying thank you and my way of thanking OPS for giving me such an amazing group of people, my teachers, the staff, and also it also motivated my friends. So thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sophia Bowman, and I'm from Burke High School. Nearing the last few weeks of my Omaha Public Schools career feels surreal. I began as a Sunny Slope son. I spent those years with amazingly influential teachers who helped cultivate my love of learning. They set me up for success for the rest of my educational career. I went on to become a Beverage Bulldog. Here, I had the opportunity to explore my interests in the performing arts and international studies through Beverage's magnet program. These teachers challenged me to take my learning into my own hands and provided unique opportunities to expand my perspective. They cared about me first as a person and then as a student. Finally, I am ending my time in OPS as a Burke Bulldog. These teachers provided a safe environment that allowed me to try new things and make mistakes, valuing my growth and not my test scores. They poured into me, helping me develop my strengths and my leadership styles. They were the first ones to celebrate with me when something exciting happened, and the first ones to check in with me when something was wrong. I've spent the last 3 years in the education pathway, and while I'm walking away from my practicum in a second grade classroom, having had the amazing opportunity to impact students the way so many teachers have impacted me, I am also walking away with an even greater appreciation for my teachers, having seen that other side. Throughout my time in OPS, I haven't just had good teachers. I've had impactful educators who went beyond their job title of teacher to wear so many hats and be so many things for so many students. The hardest part about continuing on to the next chapter is saying goodbye to these influential mentors. However, I am filled with gratitude for OPS and its educators because, thanks to them, I can face the future feeling prepared, full of confidence and excitement. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Emma Lohr. I'm from Burke High School. Throughout my high school career, I've met many students and teachers who have become dear to me. My experience has had its ups and downs, but because of how inclusive and caring the OPS system is, I've really excelled personally. Through my efforts and support of others, I've done many extracurricular activities that have developed my character and leadership skills. I've seen so much improvement in myself. I am proud to be who I am today, and the support that the OPS caretakers have given is a large reason as to why I can be who I am today.
We'd like to welcome our students from Central High, the Integrated Learning Program, North High, and Northwest High.
My name is Elijah Wayne, and I am proud to say I'll become a graduate from Omaha Central High School. My time spent here has just been more than books and test scores. It has been a place in a community where I've discovered who I am and who I'm willing to become. Through the guidance and support from my teachers, my peers, and countless opportunities that OPS has provided, I've learned to lead, work hard, and continue to chase my dreams. Whether it was in the classroom, the court, or the field, Central has made me into the man I am today, and I'm very grateful for everybody who's invested their time into me and just all the love and support that I've received. I don't think I thank them enough. I don't think I thank anybody enough for all that, because I'm very grateful for everybody. This fall, I will be at North Dakota State University, where I'll play football and study sports management. I'm walking into this next chapter of my life very grateful, very confident, and full of purpose.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I'm Solon Bailey, and what OPS means to me is community. Whether it's my classmates, my teachers, our maintenance staff, our amazing cafeteria staff, I've always felt comfortable surrounded by people who believed in me. I started school struggling with dyslexia. Reading and writing were very difficult to me. And there were times that I wondered if I either catch up, let alone graduate. But through the support and patience of the people around me, I didn't just get by, I grew. They didn't just teach me academics, they taught me how to advocate for myself and ask for help. The most important part, they believed in me having my own voice. That kind of support is what makes OPS so special. And now as I'm graduating, something that I wasn't even sure that I would have the honor to do, I have years of lessons to take with me as I begin my next chapter there at UNO. I will be studying journalism and media communications. Because of this community, I'm not just ready for college, I'm confident that I belong there. Thank you.
Hello everyone, can you guys hear me? Okay. My name is Jayana Sims, and I am a senior at Omaha North High School. I am also the class president. I want to acknowledge a certain person that has been by my side literally throughout all my years of elementary school and high school, Dr. Colette Nero. Dr. Nero was my assistant principal at Fullerton and was my principal at Omaha North High. She has contributed to my want to become a teacher and a youth advocate. When my mom passed, she was always the one at Omaha North High School that encouraged me to keep going and stay involved in school. And now I'm going to go to UNO, and I'm in the TSA program, which is Teacher Scholars Academy, in which I'll be joining OPS after my 4 years of college.
Hey guys, good morning. My name is Dorcas Amitito-Bee, and I am a senior over at Northwest High School. Prior to being a Husky, I was a Panther at Morton and then a Beaver at Boyd Elementary School. I think when it comes to OPS, the biggest thing that has helped me grow as a person is just the community. In our community, you're able to meet so many different types of people and connect with so many people, and this can help you have an open mind and become a very empathetic person, knowing that people come from different backgrounds. I also just like that I had opportunities to get my foot into the door of many different career paths, because growing up, I've always wanted to stick to like the medical field, but as I've gotten into high school and had different opportunities to attend field trips and meet with different people, I found that there's so much more beyond just the medical field. So after high school, I'm going to attend UNO, and I'm still unsure of what I want to do, but I know that through my freshman year of college, I will be able to figure that out.
Hi, my name's Grace Lewis. I go to Omaha Northwest. Growing up, I always wanted to give back to my community and talk to kids about how they can reach out and get help as an athlete and in the academics. My principal and all of my parents, because they have really pushed me to be a different athlete, but also be able to go into my nursing career and become a PA, hopefully, in the future.
Finally, please welcome our students from Omaha Virtual School, South High, and Westview High, which is also our first year celebrating Westview High's top seniors.
Hello, my name is Ben Klein, and I'm a student in Omaha Virtual School. I've only been in OPS for 4 years. I went to a private school for the other eight. At OPS, my teachers, they really fostered my love of learning, and they made me into who I am today. I've made friends, and I've grown personally.
Hello, everybody. Hello. My name is Charlotte Greger. I'm a senior at Omaha South. I've been a part of the OPS school system since pre-K. I'm proud to say I was a Puma at Spring Lake Elementary, a Falcon at RM Mars Middle, and now I'm graduating as a Packer from Omaha South. Go Pack Go! Next year, I'll be running cross country and track at UNO. So I'm super excited about that, and I'll be a CBA scholar. So for 13 years, I've been a part of the dual language program. He estado en programa de dos idiomas desde kinder y ha sido una experiencia increíble. Estoy muy agradecida por haber recibido una educación en dos lenguajes. Over the past 13 years, my teachers have shown me what it means to be kind and compassionate. From staying in during lunch to help me study for a math test, to secretly organizing posters with encouraging messages before my state cross-country meet. Their support has meant everything. Every day I walk into school, knowing I'm surrounded by teachers with the biggest hearts, and that's a lesson I plan to pay forward to everyone I meet. I want to thank my principal, Ms. Peshek, the South administrators and staff, and a big thank you to my parents for being here with me today. Gracias nuevamente por mi educación. Voy a continuar haciendo lo mejor posible para llevar conmigo todas las lecciones que he aprendido en OPS. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kay Christensen. I'm from Westview High School. At Westview, I'm involved in dance team, track and field, and the Link Peer Mentorship Program. So when my principal, Mr. Lee, first asked me to come be a part of this event, I was a little bit taken by surprise. This event is for top seniors, and by many standards, I would be considered top 50% at best. When I got to thinking about it a little more, trying to reason why I would be awarded such a cool opportunity, I realized that despite my not being an academic all-star and still snagging an invitation, Mr. Lee did not pick me because of any overly outstanding school performance, but because he knows who I am as a person outside of all of that. Him and all my teachers know me on a very personal level, that I work my butt off at practice to secure my spot as captain of the dance team and state qualifier for track and field, that I studied hard for weeks in order to obtain a competitive ACT score, and that although my grades don't always reflect it, I've paid enough attention in class to be an AP scholar. Having gone to OPS schools my whole life, I have always had teachers that made an impact on me. My fourth grade teacher used to always tell me to call her when I published my first book, as she was thoroughly impressed with my writing skills. I think about her words to this day, and even as I sat here writing the speech, her words played in the back of my mind. My track coach and sports nutrition teacher wrote me a note on senior night that was just the motivation I needed to finish my season and my school year with my head high and my shoulders back, because it reminded me that they all saw the potential in me even when I didn't see it in myself. There are so many other amazing teachers I could mention that it would take me an hour to list all of their names, even though I wish I could. Sorry. But the point is, my time in Omaha Public Schools has shaped me into the person I am today, and I feel ready for whatever problems, whether real world or math, that life is going to throw my way. Thank you, Omaha Public Schools, and thank you, Mr. Lee, for inviting me here today.
My name is Junior Sue, and I'm the senior class president at Westview High School. Throughout my high school career, my main goal was to take advantage of every opportunity that I could. When I first moved here from Cardi, I wasn't prepared for what was going to happen or what opportunities I was going to step into. And especially coming from Cameroon in Africa, I faced many adversities. Through all that adversity, I chose to kind of be myself and step out there. I was the freshman class president at Westview High School. Throughout my experience at Westview, us being the first senior class and the first class graduating at Westview, we really had to set the foundation and we really had to set the standard for the following years to come. I was in the engineering program, and I'd also like to thank my engineering teacher, Ms. Gielli, for putting me out of my comfort zone and for allowing me to really chase after my goals and chase after my dreams, even though I did not like to lead, I did not like to step out of my comfort zone. And that really taught me speaking skills and presentation skills to be able to talk to you guys today. I believe OPS really set the foundation for each and every one of us to succeed in our future. Thank you so much.
My name is Jaden Villafuerte Spears, and I'm a senior at Omaha South High School. My OPS education has given me many opportunities to meet new people, expand my cultural awareness, how to advocate for myself and others, and explore aspects of adulthood and the responsibilities that come with it. Some of the ways that these opportunities were presented to me were through my involvement in National Honor Society, Student Superintendent Advisory Council, basketball, and track, which all have helped me become a better version of myself. As my senior year comes to a close and I look back on all the memories I created, I can proudly say that I do not regret anything. I am an OPS student and will forever be a representation of OPS and the people who have guided me down a bright path. Thank you, and I hope everyone enjoys the ceremony, and congratulations to my fellow seniors in this room today. I am OPS proud.
Every time I hear from our students like this, I'm reminded of just how extraordinary they are. Not because of a grade or a title or a number, but because of the people they are becoming. Whether it's stepping up for family, leading a team, finding their voice in arts and academics, or just learning how to show up as themselves, these are the moments that matter. To every senior who shared their story, thank you. And to every listener, thank you for seeing and celebrating our students in all the ways they grow. We are OPS proud.
More Than Hashtags, the OPS Proud podcast, is produced by Omaha Public Radio. Looking for more information on this episode? visit KIOS.org and search for More Than Hashtags.
OPS proud.
OPS proud and prepared for success.
We are
Omaha Public Schools.